Now, we have to talk about the Truth About Drugs campaign, because I found this when I was snooping around on the website this morning. So tell us about it.
Well, it's basically a campaign that we've been doing for on and off for probably about 20 years. And reason is, like, I one of the reasons, I mean, we've all seen it, musicians getting into drugs, even alcohol, but, you know, beyond having a few pints, becoming alcoholic. And particularly drugs, though, like, I had friends when I was a kid who was, like, for instance, one who was a guitarist and a singer-songwriter. I moved up to London from Essex when I sort of left school and thought, great, I'll move up to London and play the trumpet and become famous really quickly. Streets paved with gold, and very quickly, and luckily for not too long, I ended up, you know, living on someone's floor and getting in with a load of guys, and we were smoking grass and stuff, and then doing speed. And out of 12 of us, I was the only one that didn't move on to cocaine, heroin, and then acid. And it's great because basically they have all these materials, including just booklets on each type of drug, that just give the facts on the drug easily, so you can read them. Any kid could read them. A mother could read them. They're not, like, really unbelievably technically, scientifically written, so that someone could read them and has what they are, what's in them, what the effects are, and what can happen to you. And there's also little documentaries you can watch online from them. The materials are totally free, so you can just download them or order more and stuff like that. And we go to different places, and we do, in between our tours or on the way to somewhere, we play in town centres, we do schools and stuff, and basically educate them. And but literally, you could go online, and people have, well, there was a guy in Ecuador, believe it or not, you know, and he goes online, finds these materials, the booklets and stuff, and then starts their own campaign. And he was a policeman, and he got in with the police there, and they basically, you know, in Ecuador and Colombia and stuff, where it's really bad. And even across the UK, where there's, you know, it really changes the environment, and the crime rate comes down because there's just symptoms of the drug problem. Knife crime in London is a symptom of a drug problem. And but they're all free because they're basically the parishioners of the Church of Scientology basically donate money, and then they pay for, and some other people do as well, but mainly them, pay for these booklets and things to be made. So someone can basically just get as many as you want. If someone goes, I need 1,000 booklets to give out, you can go online, order them, and it's drugfreeworld.org, drugfreeworld.org, which is in LA, and they'll make them for anywhere in the world, ship them, and you can download things. And also there's now a in America, there's a Scientology television channel, which doesn't just have about Scientology, it has about all sorts of things, including these campaigns. And you can go on there, you can find it online over here, or there's an app. It has to be an app for everything. There's an app for it. And you can also find the information on there and watch the documentaries on there. But there's also drugfreeworld.org, and you can just find it all on there. It's amazing. And we've been doing it in different areas, like of Kent or London. And literally the crime rates dropped, and the police have said thank you, you know, because people don't get that information.
And it's good they're all separate books, and it's good you've got ones for, as you said, when you look, it isn't just going across the whole board. You've got ones that do different. So it's, you want to look up about what speed does to you or what cocaine does. They're all individual rather than being all massed together.
There's like a generic one that does everything. And then you've got grass, which is way stronger than when I used to take it, or like
skunk weed. That's the problem.
And then the horrible things is like crystal meth and like all the quote unquote legal highs, which are basically synthetic drugs, which aren't actually legal. They're just, there's a race to stop them being illegal, so they keep changing the molecular structure of them, chemical structure. So you don't know what's in them and what they're going to do to you. It's like Russian roulette. You know, it's not. They're not, like, not even like the old drugs where they'll get you hooked and then eventually you're going to die. You might die after the first hit.
Yeah.
You know?